The next bit of tape is recorded on the 3rd of October 2005 with Marjorie Rivers.
Of course, I was born in Shatterford, which in those days was a real country place. I mean, we were 5 miles from Kidderminster and about 10 from Bridge North, and I had to go to school in Arley, which was a 2 mile walk. I didn't start until I was 6 years old. And mother thought if I had to walk, I'd be in school all day, because you'd have to take your lunch and stay in school all day, and it wouldn't do me any good. So she kept me at home and taught me, because she had been a teacher, and she got permission from Mr. Worcester, forget his name.
You mean the Director of Education?
Yes. I can't remember his name, but anyway, she got permission from him to teach me at home. So I used to do I used to do lessons the same time as the children at school. I'd start at 11 o'clock. I'd start at 9 o'clock in the morning at the table, and my mother would be with me, and I'd stay till I'd have a break of 10 minutes at 11, and then I'd go on till lunchtime. And then I'd start again in the afternoon, so I did exactly the same hours as children at school. But I didn't go. And, oh, I got on all right. I say, Priestley's name, wasn't it? Mr. Priestley.
Yes.
He said that was all right. And of course, once I started, several other people in the village were doing the same. And the children were all staying at home. And, of course, he had to get on to them and say, you can't do it. I've been a teacher. They hadn't, so of course they felt a bit disgruntled, I know, but the children went to school. Well, I started when I was 6, and I was always sort of miserable over breakfast in the morning, so by the time I was ready to go, everybody else had gone, and my father used to put me on the carrier of his bicycle, pedal me down to re-court them up.
What about the later journey
to Kidderminster? Then in Kidderminster, well, I took the scholarship at 11 and passed. I went to the high school. Well, no buses, no transport, so I'd got to be a boarder, which I hated. So I went to the boarding house in the Firs by the high school in Chester Road. I was there for a year, and I said to Mother, if I stay any longer, I'm going to run away. I was so unhappy there. I don't know, some of the girls were a bit hoity-toity, and I don't think the housemistress liked me very much, and I didn't enjoy it a bit. Anyway, I was there 7 years, actually, at the high school.
You had quite a difficult journey from Shatterford to Kidderminster, I remember.
Yes, a difficult journey. First of all, I say I was a boarder, and I said I'm going to run away if you keep me here any longer. So my father belonged to a farming family at Arley, and there used to be lots of farmers who used to then take their own churns of milk into Kidderminster and take it into the horse fair where somebody had it and sold it out. So I said, I'm not going to be a boarder, I'm going down with one of them. So there was one of the people who we knew, who asked if they'd take me down to school in the morning, pick me up. They said yes. So I used to go with him, I can't remember his name. But anyway, he was often very late, and I used to stand there waiting for him to come and thinking of Miss Raymond shouting at me when I got to school. And when he came, he was, what are you bothering about? He always say, you'll come out with the rest. I said, I know I shall. I shall come out with the rest, but I've got to get there first. Anyway, that was how it went on for quite a while. And, I had the same farmer driver for quite a long time. Then, of course, I had to walk up the hill. He used to drop me in the town and walk up the hill. I used to have to run. Always had to run. Oof. Up Station Hill. I walk up it occasionally now, or go up
in
Raymond's car, and I think of the times I've run up that hill And nobody else, not a sign of another schoolgirl, only me. Then I say the wrath of Miss Raymond.
And was she very angry if you were late?
Well, she wasn't too bad, really. I was always afraid, the only fear I had, that if I was going to be late, going like that, she'd want Mother to put me into the boarding house again. And I didn't want that, I dreaded that. Didn't like that at all. Anyway, I went down with one and another milkman and then another milkman, and they were all the same. What are you hurrying for? You come out with the rest. That's what they all said. Anyway, I did.
What year did you start at the high school?
1924.
At the high school?
Yeah. That's right, I did. I was 12. I was 11. I was born in 1912, but it was... I was 11 when I went.
It is earlier than I thought.
Yes. Well, okay, 1939-45, what can you remember? What can you remember about what life was like then?
Oh, in the war years, in 1939, I was teaching in Evesham, I think.
Mm.
As far as I remember.
What school?
The Green School. It was a senior school. On the Green, on Murstow Green.
I know, yes. Well, I know Murstow Green, definitely.
Yes, well, of course, yes. It wasn't a green any longer.
No.
But they used to use it as a car park. But, yes, I was there for I was there for 3 years.
So what sort of age were your pupils?
I taught the senior class, yeah.
Roughly how old?
Well, 13. 13 coming 14. Mm. And they just after that, they brought in 15, didn't they?
Yes.
They brought in 15.
School leaving age.
School leaving age.
That's the 1944 Act.
Yes. These were 30. Oh, they were nice children, those Evesham children. They really were. They were country children because they came in from the country on buses to this main school. I always found them very nice. Yeah.
Yes, it's a lovely area there.
That's where I met Robert.
Oh, was it?
He was at the station.
He was station master.
Yes, at Evesham.
Well,
and I went to. I was trying to get. I've been trying all the weeks before I went to get digs, and they didn't like women lodgers. I suppose they thought if they had a man, he was out all evening, you know, he'd go out to the pub or something. But a woman stayed in.
Oh,
and I had the most difficult job to get digs. And then one of the children in the class at school said her mother or somebody knew somebody there and gave me the address, and I went, and I had some good digs then.
Right.
Yes. But, I didn't like women.
So what did you do after Evesham? Did you move
after
somewhere
else? After Evesham, Mother wanted me to come nearer. And I said, well, the only place, I don't want to teach in Kidderminster. I said, I'll try Worcester. There was a vacancy in Worcester. And I got the Worcester job. So I came to Worcester.
And that was still in the war?
Yes. Of course, I could come home at the weekend then on the bus.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what she liked.
Yes.
And go back on a Monday morning. I don't know why, because I only came home for a short weekend. I suppose she wasn't in the best of health. I think that was the reason.
Did you have to teach on Saturday?
No.
What was the bus service like? If it was during the war...
Well, the bus service is pretty awful. They ran.
Still is. No, not too bad.
They didn't seem to run very much. There'd be a bus to take you in the morning, and there'd be buses to take you to do some shopping at 6 o'clock at night. You know, that was the sort of thing it was. You couldn't rely on them.
But you could get a bus from Worcester to Kidderminster.
From Worcester to Kidderminster.
That's
Yes. Or else there was the train, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I could come on the train if I wanted to. Then I got to come down from the station.
And then where was your mother living, sorry?
Then I got to walk home.
Where
Shatterford.
Shatterford, yes, of
yes.
course.
And my dad's father used to come and meet me. He used to cycle him down and meet me because I was walking. I had to walk from France. There was only a bus to France. In the weekdays. Mm. I used to ride to France and then I had to walk.
Was that normal or was that due to walk
time? That was normal, yeah.
Yeah.
I had some good legs then.
But that was normal even in peacetime?
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, the bus services were all home.
Weren't there any buses to Bridge North that went by?
Very few. You had these one or two, but not many.
Yeah.
No. I used to get a lift home very often, somebody coming, perhaps some of the farmers had been to the market and stopped and shopped. And they'd come and they'd pick me up, so I wouldn't have to walk all the way. And when I got in and I had to do homework, we didn't have electric light. We sat by an oil lamp. They didn't bring the electric light through until they brought it to Birmingham. And then everybody in Shatterford didn't want it. I don't know why, we had to pay £1. £1 to have the electric installed.
Oh.
And I know the fellow who lived next door, he didn't want electricity, he said. Yeah, he still went on with his oil lamp. I can't believe it, can you?
You can't. But I suppose if for most purposes that was okay.
Yeah.
But for you, reading and marking,
I have to have it, yes.
An oil lamp wouldn't be good enough.
Close to me.
Yes.
It was a job.
Oh, I bet it was.
Yes. Oh, things weren't easy, were they? Not really. Although when you look back, you went through it, you just took it for granted.
It was natural, wasn't it?
Yes.
So do you remember any incidents to do with the war? Or any kind of... what impact did the war make?
The war made very little difference to me. No, I think I was lucky. It didn't make much difference to me. We were lucky with food. We knew all the farmers. We had plenty of eggs and all sorts of food. Always, never went short of anything. We didn't really suffer.
Now that's the advantage of living in a country.
In the country area, yes. Yeah? Yes. Yeah.
Mm.
And fruit and everything, we had plenty of it.
Did you see aircraft overhead?
We used to have a blackout, of course.
Yes.
And every evening, when it was gone dark, you could hear the bombers going, following the River Severn, which was down at Arley, up to Liverpool.
Right.
I've heard that.
Yes, I've heard
that. And they dropped one on the field in the back of us. But they weren't big ones then, they were only little bombs. And it dropped in the field at the back.
That was in Shatterford?
Mm.
Well,
it wasn't a very big one.
Did no damage?
Didn't do any damage.
Made a big hole.
No, only just scattered around, you know.
Yeah.
The lady that started our interest in this lives in Australia now. And she says that her mother and father used to say they could tell whether they were going to bomb Birmingham or Coventry or Liverpool by which side of the river the planes were on.
Yes. Well, if we stood outside at the front door and looked, you could see them going over Birmingham and you could see all the flashing and the lighting.
Right,
yes.
Right.
But they didn't very often come up the river end, the other side, not the Welsh side. But they were always the Birmingham side.
Because they were going to Birmingham.
You could see them, yes, you could
mainly,
see them.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. And you'd read about it next day, you know, in the paper. You thought, well, I watched that. I stood at the door. We all have many a night watching these busy things go up. Thank goodness they weren't with us, we thought.
Yes. Very natural.
Yes, that was the only thing, yes.
Did you know anybody who's in Kidderminster or Worcester, whose house was
bombed? No, I don't.
Was Worcester bombed?
I don't know whether it was, to
I
be honest.
No idea.
I don't know.
No, I don't remember anybody who had any of that.
Well, there weren't that many
in Kidderminster
casualties. No.
There weren't any casualties from bombing
from enemy bombing.
No,
just ours.
Friendly fire, there's the new
friendly
word.
Friendly fire, yes.
Lady in these streets.
Yes, but yes, that's what I was thinking of, yes. Mm-hmm. What things that would have happened in normal times were stopped because of the war? I mean, were you ever in Kidderminster after the blackout?
No, we could help it. No.
No, I think he would keep on.
You couldn't get back unless you cycled. You used to cycle.
Yeah.
You used to cycle to Kidderminster?
Yes.
Did you ever have any contact with evacuees into Kidderminster, or Evesham for that matter? Did you teach any evacuees?
Evacuees. We had a few in various houses. I know the friends of ours down the lane had two girls from London, they were. But there weren't many. They go round and find out. They used to come round to see where they could put some evacuees, but there weren't many. There were a few, one or two. I remember this friend of ours, Mrs. Marks, down the lane. There she had two girls. I don't seem to remember anybody else being around.
What was the attitude to evacuees?
Oh, tolerant.
Welcoming and tolerant.
Tolerant, yes. I think tolerant.
Well, yes. There were places where this was not so, but human nature, isn't it?
I believe they were given 10 shillings a week for an evacuee job.
Right, yes. What about evacuees? Did he go up with the age, or
I don't know. That's only second hand. I'm reading that book at the moment about evacuees.
Yeah.
And this one man claims that. So whether that's true or not, I don't know.
They would have heard it from somewhere. Have to be some payment, I would think.
Yes.
Because of the extra cost of food and so on.
Yes. There was one lady who complained that when she was in the evacuee, they stayed with the family and her parents used to send her a postal order to spend every week, and the family took this off her and put it in savings for her. She said, but I never saw the savings.
Yes, I'm sure that kind of thing did happen a lot. Well,
you don't still have any memorabilia of World War II. You don't have a ration book or an identity card from that period or anything like that?
No.
Most of us have got rid of those, haven't we?
We've kept ration books and so on, which I certainly remember.
Identity cards.
I
used to go and get the rations from the co-op in the horse fair.
Yes.
No, I think you were glad to see the back of them.
Yes.
But most of the ration books that people produce now are for 1951 or something.
Oh, right.
It went on.
Practically the whole of the Labour government.
And they had the ration book that was the last one they had, partly used, and then they stopped rationing, so that's the one they kept.
I think people's health was much better, really, because the diet was balanced.
With the ration books, I think
the diet was balanced and people were much healthier than they had been because they didn't have anything in excess that they shouldn't have. And I really think that.
Yeah, I think that is often said.
And they took the trouble to make sure that children had vitamins, didn't they? They used to. My sister's saying she used to collect rosehip syrup. No, rosehips from the hedgerows.
When she
was at the high school.
Well, we had a. My father, after he retired from his own job, got a sub-post office at Chatsford. And we used to sell the stuff for babies. I can remember it.
They were on malt.
Malt extract, yes.
Yes, lovely. I remember
cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil. We used to sell all that for those who were entitled to it.
I think you had allowed a certain ration of that, weren't you?
I think so, yes.
I'm not even sure whether that wasn't free for children. I'm not sure about that. Was that free for children? Cod liver oil and malts and those extracts, were they free to children or did the family have to pay?
I think they were provided by the government.
Yes, they were. Yeah, as far as I remember.
What about?
I don't know whether you had coupons. They had coupons.
Coupons.
I remember having the drawer. Where I kept all the coupons.
Yes. Well, I remember coupons.
The coupons,
For sweets, for example. But I'm wondering whether that was post-war.
Yes, but you still had to buy those sweets, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Exactly. So the amount you could buy.
Oh, yeah, coupons for sweets, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Because I used to have mine from the one shop in the village, I remember.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember going to sweet shops in St John's Street or Crowther Street with coupons.
Yeah.
So was that introduced in the war or post-war?
I should think it must have been in the war.
I think it must have been.
Because of the sugar, wasn't it?
Yes.
Making them.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the Russian books had coupons, didn't they? You took those coupons to it.
Right. I see. Yes. Yes. So they weren't issued.
And you had separate clothing coupon
books. Because you were a ration with sugar. Yes. Lots of people gave it up then, didn't they? They never came back on it. Sugar. Once they'd given up the sugar, they'd gone without, then they didn't come back onto sugar. I know an aunt of mine, she didn't. She didn't have any sugar in the war, so she didn't.
Did your father in the shop sell ice cream?
No.
They didn't sell ice cream? You couldn't get that during the war, could you, as far as I know?
No. I think there used to be an ice cream person come through with a big push bike.
Right.
With a big...
Stop me and buy
one. Yellow, I know, lots of yellow on it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes, I think I remember those. Yeah. What about, did you ever go to cinemas in Kidderminster?
Oh yes. We had lots of dances in the village hall, you know, as long as they were all, the windows had to be all blacked out, you know, with the curtains, you had to be very careful. Yes, and I used to come in to Kidderminster to the cinema.
Right?
Yeah.
Which one? Which one did you go to?
The Futurist.
Futurist, yes. Yes. Yes, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Why did you choose the Futurist?
Well, rather than the... had the ones I wanted to see.
Because you had your choice of films.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And it was handy right in the middle by the bus stop at the corner.
Yes, and the ABC...
Get back home.
Yes, the ABC Centre was a bit further out.
Because I used to go in matinees very often because of being dark, getting back.
Yes, I used to go mainly to the Futurist than the
Centre. Yes, it was the Futurist. They had a lovely entrance, didn't they?
It did.
All red.
Red
upholstered seats.
Lovely, yes. In Vicar Street. And I mean, it's part of, it was part of that really very historic part with carpet factories, carpet warehouses and so on.
I think it's probably been a theatre, hadn't it?
Had it?
Well, my mother, my father and mother used to love the theatre, and they used to go in the Kidderminster to the theatre. And I can only think it must have been where the future is.
I've never heard anywhere else.
I think it would be where the Playhouse became, because there was that was the theatre, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. But I mean, there could have been others. That's right.
Because the future been others. The Futurist opened under a different name.
Right.
Which escapes me.
What escapes you?
The name.
But it was called something else before the Futurist.
When it opened. It opened in 19...
Before the Futurist.
Yes, about 1919, 1920, that sort of period. Because the man who was the grandson of the man who was manager when it opened, and his father who succeeded him, has been in touch with us asking for details, and sending us details back.
And he's given me the name, but I don't remember what it is at that time.
Yes. You remember Peter Merrick at school?
Who?
Peter Merrick. I think his father or grandfather had something to do with the Futurist.
This was a man called Lloyd.
Mm. That's interesting.
Lloyd.
Yes. And he says it was some other name.
His father was there, and his grandfather was manager before.
He would know.
Yes. And he himself used to get a part-time job showing films. He used to operate the projectionist.
Right.
And they used to share the same second films with the grand, and he used to have to run around with the film. This is after the war.
Yes. Did you ever know any men or women who were in uniform in the armed forces? Any Americans?
Yes, we had lots of Americans.
They were at Wolverley Camp?
Yes. Yes, I suppose they were.
Or Burlish.
They were Americans. Mm-hmm. Of course, all the young women were very excited when they came.
I'm sure they were, yes. But you don't remember being friends with anyone who was sort of in uniform, whether it was Home Guard or...
Oh, my father was in the Home Guard.
Father was in the Home Guard. Did he have a rifle with him?
Yes, and they used to meet at one of the farmhouses.
Right.
I don't recommend it much guarding. I remember.
Well, luckily they weren't needed.
Really.
Could have happened.
Well, not round us, but I can't remember them ever doing any much work with this.
But they used to have exercises, didn't they? They had a Battle of Bugley once apparently, which was
very famous.
They would have been involved with that, I would have thought.
Yes.
They seem a long way off those days.
Yes. Well, it was a long time.
They are a long way off, aren't they?
It's amazing how much you forget. I've remembered things while we've been talking that I've really not sort of consciously remembered before. Mm. Can you remember celebrations when the war was over? VE Day?
Yes.
Or VJ Day?
Yes.
And of course...
We had... dancing and so on. At Trimpley. We all went to Trimpley. Yes.
Why Trimpley?
I don't know. I think a lot of the people liked Trimpley. It didn't seem so far to walk. Although it was as far as I'm going to Arley.
Yes.
But Arley people weren't there. I don't know. They weren't so jovial as Trimpley people.
That's a nice...
I think that's the reason. I think... We all like Trimpley people.
Yes.
And you went there for VE night?
Yes.
And
yes.
VJ night?
Yes.
So there were dancers in the village hall?
They got a village hall, yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right, that's very good.
And I remember cycling to it. I remember the night we went, we had to cycle, of course. There was many of us cycling. And when I was going round the corner by Park Atwood Lodge, a bat flew into my hair.
Oof.
Yes, I remember that.
You don't forget things like that.
I don't get, oh no. It was as frightened as I was, I think.
I'm sure you were.
Anyway, I pushed and shoved and something, I got rid of it, but it's quite startling. Because we're going to go under the trees.
Yes.
You know, down round the next corner.
very, very unnerving experience, yes.
Did they have a bonfire to celebrate?
Bonfire, yes, I think we had it on
the village green.
On the pit mound. Oh, yes, on the green up Trimpley Road. Yes, yes.
When you said you used to come into Kidderminster for dances, where were they held?
I can't remember. I don't remember.
No. The Florence Ballroom?
Florence, yes.
Blackwell
Street? It was somewhere in the town hall, yes.
Oh, somewhere in the town hall?
Right.
In the town hall.
Yes. Of course, they went on a very long time after the war. Still happening, of course. Occasional quai dansant. Because of all the refurbishment, it won't be happening in the town hall. But until very recently...
I don't remember that, where...
They have occasional dances for older people there, yes. Yes.
Did you go to any music concerts in Kidderminster?
Any concerts?
Yes, music.
Yes,
orchestral.
I used to go to the town hall for those.
For the orchestral?
Yes.
Margaret Cleland tells me
the town hall for those. Yes.
Yes. Tells me the Midland, the BBC Light Orchestra used to rehearse in the room next to the church you used to go to, the new meeting.
New meeting, right.
And they used to give concerts in the town hall sometimes.
Oh.
And they used to rehearse secretly.
And the new meeting. Raymond went there to school.
Did he?
Yeah.
Right.
Mr. Hanley. Remember Mr. Hanley?
Oh, of course I do. And of course, we knew Peter Hanley.
And Peter Hanley, yes.
Still,
Peter Hanley.
Of course, going strong. Did we not?
Did we? I don't think I've...
Well, I did.
You have
a better memory than me.
Shall I make you a cup of tea?
That would be lovely, Marjorie, yes.
And I've got some cakes on the table.
That would be very nice indeed.
Oh, yes.
I'm forgetting what I should be doing, aren't I?
Oh, well, I mean...